I've been getting emails about the goings-on up at the Corrective Services Brush Farm Academy. Now, Brush Farm is up between Carlingford and Dundas on Marsden Road. We have been in communication with the Department of Corrective Services about allegations about some of the trainees. They have now responded, and this is the first job for Mr. Elliott once he's sworn in this morning, to deal with this sort of drama. On the 31st of March, we're only up to the 2nd of April. On the 31st of March, so 3 days ago, a number of trainees went to a Sydney licensed premises to celebrate their pending graduation from Corrective Services Brush Farm Academy. These people would have been going into the system. Alcohol was consumed, and one trainee has been charged by police with indecent assault and suspended by Corrective Services New South Wales, the result of behaviour that night. A second trainee was the subject of an inappropriate approach from another trainee who's also been suspended. Later that night, another trainee punched a wall on his return to Brush Farm, causing minor damage. No other damage was caused. Following the incidents, four other trainees were stood down after the Corrections New South Wales did alcohol testing. There was no evidence of drugs being involved, just alcohol. So these people have blown it. They've been up there training to be correctional officers, and it looks like they won't be. But our investigations led to this. 2 months ago, a trainee at Brush Farm was charged by police and convicted of the possession of ice. The trainee was fined $200 by the courts, and his employment was terminated immediately by Corrections New South Wales. So these are the people who are supposed to be looking after the criminals. These are the people there. But on the 31st of March, this week, a number of trainees went to a Sydney licensed premises to celebrate their pending graduation from the academy at Brush Farm Corrective Services. Alcohol was consumed. One trainee was charged by police with indecent assault and suspended by Corrections New South Wales, the result of behaviour that night. A second trainee was the subject of inappropriate approaches from another trainee who's been suspended. So I don't know whether the indecent assault was on another trainee. It doesn't say here. Upon returning to Brush Farm, another trainee punched a wall, causing minor damage. Following the incident, four other trainees were stood down after Corrections New South Wales did alcohol testing. 2 months ago, a trainee at Brush Farm was charged by police and convicted of possession of ice. The trainee was fined $200, his employment terminated by Corrections New South Wales. As I said, it looks like the incoming minister, Mr. Elliott, has a job in front of him. Not just inside the jails, but with the training of people about to be in charge of the